Well, God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. My name is Lawrence Torr, and I'm so good looking, and I love myself, and I am blessed. I'm successful. I am the head. I'm not the tail. I'm blessed when I lie down, when I rise up, when I come in, when I go out. I'm blessed in the field, blessed in the city, blessed in the store, blessed in the basket, blessed in the fruit of my body. The blessings of the Lord, they're chasing me down. They're overtaking me. Greater is He that's in me than he in this world. No weapon that is fashioned against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against me in judgment I shall condemn. For this is an inheritance of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. God's forgiven me all my iniquities, He's healed me of all my diseases, He's redeemed my life from destruction, He's crowned me with loving kindness and tender mercy, so that my youth is renewed like that of the eagles. He has cast my sin as far as the east is from the west, and He remembereth them no more. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, and He guides my path in righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. There's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. I'm proving to myself what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Death and life is in the power of the tongue, and those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Jesus Christ said, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more and abundantly. God wants us to prosper and be in health. So I'm prospering and being in health even as my soul prospereth. I have the Spirit of God in me. I'm seated at the right hand side of God in Christ Jesus. All authority and power of the enemy is under my feet. And I've been set free from the powers of darkness, delivered. God is making my feet like hinds feet, and He sets me upon my high table. God has delivered me from all my fears. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and He delivered me from all my fears. God is the love of my life. He's my salvation. He's my strength. God is a sun and shield, and He gives to me grace and glory, and there's no good thing He's withholding from me because I walk uprightly. How about you? As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Who do you think of yourself? How do you think about you? What is God saying to you today? What's God's will for your life? See, God's will for your life is health and prosperity, a wonderful relationship with Him, because you've been given direct access to Him through Jesus Christ. He wants you to have a wonderful personal relationship with Him. He wants you to go to Him with all your burdens, all your problems. The scriptures say, cast your burdens upon the Lord and He shall sustain thee. See, no matter what the senses realm is saying to you, no matter what the circumstances, the situations, the problems come up, when you put your eyes on God and focusing on Him, then you will manifest all the great things that God wants you to manifest. This is the will of God. He wants you blessed. The will of God is that you manifest His goodness in your life, that you have a great relationship with Him, that you preach forth His word to others, that God has given you the gospel concerning Jesus Christ, which is the power of God unto salvation. What are you saying about yourself? Are you saying what your neighbors say, your friends say, your mother or father, sister or brother? What do you believe in your heart about you? I'm saying what God says about me. I am righteous, I am justified, I am sanctified, I am redeemed. I have that ministry of reconciliation. I have a right to drink from the pools and the fountain of living water. God wants me blessed. God wants you blessed. He wants you successful. You know, every person that's born into this world has the same opportunities. So why are some people more successful than others? It's because it's where our minds are and where our relationship is towards the creators of the heaven and the earth, the universe, who put all the stars and planets and everything into its place. God has set up laws for us to operate in, the law of faith. And whatever you believe, it shall be done unto you. So if your believing is worries, fears, and doubts, that's the negative side of true faith. The reverse of true faith is worry, fears, and doubts. You're going to receive to yourself and manifest those things in your life. You'll get more of the same all the time. So you've got to change your mind. You've got to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by putting on the beauty of who you are in Christ. Activate that mind of Christ in you by saying what God says. Come into alignment and harmony with Him. He's with you. He's for you. You are successful. You are prosperous. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You have direct access to the Heavenly Father. You have great grace and favor in your life. Grace is the favor of God. And God is with you, man. He's with you. We got to believe this. We got to say it. What you believe in here will come out of here. So the more you say God's word, faith and confession, baby, that's where it is. You've got to program your spirit with God's word. And you've got to, the word is in your mouth, then it's in your heart. And from the heart comes faith. And from that faith, you will manifest what God says you can manifest. And He wants you to be successful. He wants you to speak your future now. It comes into reality. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. What are you seeing with the eyes of your heart, with the eyes of faith? What are you seeing? Or are you seeing through eyes of fear? God has delivered you from the powers of darkness. He's given you the Spirit of God, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, everything that Jesus is right now. So are you in this world. How powerful is that? Say what God says. Stop saying your failures. Stop saying your circumstances. Call those things which are not as though they were. Honor God, operating in His law of faith. The law of gravity will always work. If you jump off a high building, you're going down. You're never going up. Because it's a law. It's set. There's the law of sowing and reaping. There's the law of giving and receiving. God set these laws up for you to operate in. There's the law of faith. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And God has given you His wonderful word. The scriptures reveal who you are. It shows you who you are. And it shows you to use the Spirit of God that He's given you. When you confess Jesus as Lord and you believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, He filled you with His Spirit. You are now a new person, a new creation in Christ. God wants you to live and move and breathe from that new creation, that new mind that He's put in you, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. But you've got to say it. You've got to put those thoughts in your mind. And the quickest way for the word to get down into the depths of your being, the depths of your heart where believing comes from, is to confess it, is to say what God says. You declare what you want. You create what you want by your words. And if we say what God says, we come into agreement with what God says, then we will manifest His great goodness. We will be those lights shining in this world. We'll be an example for others. And it doesn't matter what your circumstances say, because you know who you are as a child of God. You are mighty, you are powerful, and God is with you. And we need to be humble to the Father. We need to be thankful for the Father. If you want to go up, you've got to have the right attitude. And the attitude of thanksgiving, the attitude of praise, giving glory to God. That's where our attitude should be. Not talking about others, not backbiting, not slandering, but speaking good about other people. Say what you want. We're supposed to see other people as Christ. When I look at you, when you look at me, do you see me or do you see the Christ in me? That's what we're supposed to see, guys. So if you're in a negative situation or your mindset, your heart set is in the wrong place, just change it by changing your thinking, by changing your words, and coming into agreement with the creators of the heavens and the earth, Jehovah, El Shaddai, Almighty God. God will be to you what you want Him to be. And don't focus on the enemy. Satan. Don't focus on him. He is a defeated foe. He wants you to look at your problems. He wants you to speak negative about yourself, about others, about your bank balance, about your health, about your relationships. You've got to change your confession, man. You've got to change your thought in mind. You've got to get a new figure in mind. And you are mighty powerful sons and daughters of the Most High God. Do you believe it? Do you truly believe it? Is it in the depths of your heart, or is it just on the surface of your mouth? It's got to be in the depths of your heart, guys. And that word gets into your heart when you say what God says. When you come into agreement with him, you have been purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. You are a new creation. You are world changers. You are world beaters. You are world overcomers. You've already overcome the world because you've got Christ in you. And every day you can be blessed. Every day wake up and thank God this is a new day. God has given you dreams, he's given you desires. If they're unfulfilled, they can be fulfilled. You just need to get that focus. God says in Isaiah 26:3, thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Do you trust in God with all your heart? Do you lean not unto your own understanding? Do you acknowledge God in all your ways? Acknowledge God in everything you're doing. Acknowledge him. Father, I thank you that I am blessed. I thank you that I am highly favored. I thank you that you've placed your spirit within me and that you've given me life, a more and abundant life, spiritually, mentally, physically, relationship-wise, in finance, in business, in dealing with other people, in ministering the word, encouraging other people. I thank you that I'm successful. And as you believe in your heart, as you say with your mouth, it will come to pass. Get focused, guys. Get focused in. Don't focus on everything else. There's so many distractions that are trying to come in to crowd your mind. But focus on who you are. Take no notice of the circumstances. God will show you how to address them when you're focusing on him. He will energize that peace that he's already placed within you. And he'll give you direction, vision, answers, solutions, ideas, creative thoughts and ideas what to do. So go to God. Receive what he has to say to your heart. He is talking today. He is a mighty, powerful God. And God has a plan and a purpose and a future for you. You don't have to stay where you are. If you want to stay where you are, if you're in a negative situation, then keep thinking the same things. But if you want to change your environment, if you want to change the results you're getting, you need to change your thinking. And you need to cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Focus. Focus on God. Look only to God. Look only to God is looking only to God. It's not looking at anyone else. It's not looking at your problems or situations. It's looking to God, the creators of the heavens and the universe, who's a living God, who's waiting for you to go to him, who's waiting for you to cast your burdens and to give your desires. What's your greatest desire? Give it to God. He will bring it to pass as you keep him first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So this is what was in my heart today, is you say what God says. Find those promises in the scriptures. All the promises of God are yes in Christ and amen. Find those promises. Get serious. Get disciplined. And start saying what God says, because it'll change your life. On my website, www.graceloveandtruth.com, there's a class. It's called Faith and Confession. I cover scriptures in there which talks about our words, how powerful they are, and how they go to work for you when you know what God says about it. So your words are seed, and seed always produces some type of fruit. So if you are sowing negative words, then the results are going to be negative. If you are speaking poverty, your results will be lack. If you are speaking what God says and operating in his principles, then you will start to manifest what God wants you to manifest. If you say you are righteous and you believe it, then start acting righteous. If you say you are successful, then start acting successful. Play the part, be the part, because you are the part, and it will surely manifest. God is with you, he's for you, he wants you to go to him. Everything I'm saying is in the scriptures. You can check it out for yourself, or you can check out my class, Faith and Confession, and it will truly change your life as you put it into practice, as you receive the word spoken. As you receive the word spoken now, and you connect to these words, they're life unto you, because they're spirit. They're coming from the one true God who wants you truly encouraged. And even Jesus said, my words, they're spirit and life. And now we got the spirit of God, and God can energize those words in us also, what to speak, what to encourage. And he's speaking right into your situation now. You can change your whole world by changing your thoughts and your confession, by saying what God says, by coming into agreement to his promises. God says that no weapon that is fashioned against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is an inheritance of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. God says he's placed every problem under your feet. He seated you at the right hand side. Do you believe this? Well, this is my thoughts for you today, just to bless you and to encourage you. And as you receive these words with a meek and humble heart, you will bless. You will be so blessed. You will start to manifest God's goodness, what he says you are. So it's a focus, it's a dedication, it's a lifestyle, it's a way of life, a way of thinking, God's new way of thinking. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. God says in Romans 12, I beseech you therefore, brethren, this is what Paul said by this is what God says by the way of Paul. He says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. Romans 12, 1, 2, and 3. I beseech you therefore, by the mercies of God, that you prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed, transfigured by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove, who to? Yourself and others, what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say through the grace, the favour of God, to every man that is among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think soberly, rationally, properly, according to the measure of faith God has given to every man. So have a great day. Be not conformed to this world. Don't be conformed to your situations, your circumstances, but be transformed, transfigure yourself, and transform yourself, your mind, your environment, by coming to agreement with what God says, and don't let anyone trespass on where you are with God and what you're saying and what you're believing and what you're reading, what you're moving with, and how God's working in you by his spirit. So have a really great day. Word of encouragement for today. So God bless you.